This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For us to get to the bottom of what's going on in the medical world, another episode of Good Day Health is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, the optimist from the cardiological point of view is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. He's here to help you understand what's going on in the world of medicine and how it will affect you. There are a lot of studies that are done every week, and Ken takes it upon himself for his own clients and his own purposes at his clinic, but also for all of us who are listening to him on the air and in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. These sometimes half a dozen, sometimes more. It depends on what really has come out that is of note that Ken wants to talk about. And as he is a cardiovascular specialist, let's start with the overview of our gums. Not that this is a new focus for us, Ken, because we've talked about this a lot, how important having good gum health, good teeth, that sort of thing, how it's linked to pretty much everything else in our body. So what's the latest here?
Well, you always ask me to explain these results and what's the cause, what's the mechanism behind them. And we've talked about in the past about how gum disease leads to an increased risk of heart attack and stroke, and we may have some of the answers now. This comes out of the medical journal Cardiovascular Research this week, Doug, that people with periodontitis, which is an advanced form of gum disease, seem to have a higher risk of high blood pressure, hypertension. And the more severe the periodontitis, it appears the higher the risk of hypertension. Hypertension could be the driver of heart attack and stroke in patients with periodontitis, as I suggested. And amazingly, almost half of Americans over the age of 30 have some form of gum disease.
Wow. Half. Is that because they don't take care of their teeth as much as anything else? I guess it is. Right?
We don't brush, floss, and we don't eat the right foods all the time.
Do you actually think when you're brushing your teeth, are you actively thinking about what you're doing to enhance the value of the health of your gums and your teeth? Like I always, the reason I ask is because I am thinking about it. I use an electric toothbrush, get up to the top of my mouth and bring it down consciously to help pull the gum down over the teeth. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Keep the teeth, the gum isn't supposed to recede. It's supposed to kind of stay where it is. I don't know what the technical term for it is, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes. I don't want to pat myself on the back, but my periodontitis says I do good home care.
Good. What about, well, you don't usually, when I'm there, you don't usually check out my gums. As a matter of a physical with people, you don't normally look at gum.
I'll leave that to your dentist. I hope your dentist doing that.
Yes.
I don't think your dentist is checking out your heart. He may be taking your blood pressure, but he's not examining your heart.
And that could be. All right, so let's stay with the heart because you're a heart specialist. Let's move into the area of stroke and women who have an increased risk of stroke. How so?
The North American Menopause Society's annual meeting in Chicago this week has produced some interesting studies, and this is one of them. This is in a study of women aged 40 to 60, Doug. Those who suffered from self-silencing had an increased risk of having plaque in their carotid arteries. You've seen your carotid arteries.
What does it mean, self-silence? What does that mean?
Okay, self-silencing is repressing one's feelings when they might threaten relationships or one's security and appearing outwardly agreeable while inner feelings grow angry and resentful.
Uh-huh. Keeping it inside, in other words.
Yes, exactly. Women with no observable plaque in their carotids seem to be more able to express themselves in their relationships. So if you have negative feelings in your relationships, learn how to express them productively.
I think it's really Very interesting to look at the things. Maybe, are we talking about mood here as much as anything else?
I think we're talking about huge amounts of mental stress. You know, this just doesn't let the steam out of the ears, and it just builds up.
So the way to get around that is to perhaps, ladies and men too, exercise more, meditate, be grateful. These are sorts of things that are in my mind. I think when I'm on, I think the best thing that happens to me is time on the tractor, when I'm out on the farm, I look at the sky and I think, what a fabulous life I have and how I am. Certainly, do I get angry? Yep. Am I sad? Yep. Am I disgusted sometimes? Yep. Am I happy? That's all the stuff that makes us human. So, you know, it's what Ken is saying, I think, is not allowing yourself to be worked up or overtaken, overcome by the things that you think you can't have any control over, so you don't want to get involved. You want to just sit there and let it stew. And that's
until you explode.
Horrible. Horrible.
Until you explode. And just also learn how to productively talk to you. I know it's not easy, but you just have to learn how to talk about these things with your partner.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or whoever you have to talk to. You might need a professional. If that's what you need, then that's what you need.
This study dealt with relationship stressful issues.
Yeah.
And usually the solution.
Well, how many of us have in our marriages or our significant relationships, done just that, not brought something up? Because it was like stepping. I can remember saying to my last partner, it was if we were upset about something, we don't want to. It was like walking on eggs.
That is self silencing.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So let's do our part for all of this. Next up here in the heart department is menopause. We seem to be focused on women here and hot flashes and whether. All right. So let's talk about is this. Severity related, the worse the hot flashes, what does that mean, or is that the signal? What's the signal that could bring us around to having a heart attack or a stroke?
Well, this is news again this week because of the same North American Menopause Society annual meeting. And what they reported this week, interestingly, was that frequent or persistent hot flashes are linked to higher odds of heart attack and stroke. And this finding stems from a 20-year study, Doug, of about 3,300 women during menopause. And we do not yet understand the underlying mechanisms here that link hot flashes to heart disease risk. This is going to require more study. And we also need to find out whether treating hot flashes has any health impact on women's heart health as they age.
What do you think? You have women coming in there, all of them. You say women are more at risk now than ever before for having a heart attack because of the way their lives are being led. So, and I didn't hear in there whether there was a degree issue as to whether you've got a tough time. Some women have a much harder time with menopause and hot flashes than do others.
I think that the hormones, the changing hormones in a woman's body do affect circulation. We clearly see women begin to catch up and surpass men in their blockage in the circulation of their body as they go into menopause and past menopause. But you look at the history of medicine, it's very dicey to try to manipulate these hormones with
isn't that what the drugs do, though?
With drugs, because they can have unexpected consequences. So this has to be done very carefully with careful research.
Well, there's
a famous study. You know the history of medicine. I mean, it intuitively seemed like women start losing their estrogen. You replace the estrogen and you would keep them heart healthy forever. And it's just the opposite. You give them significant amounts of estrogen for prolonged periods of time after the menopause, you increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. So we now give the lowest amount of hormone replacement peri and postmenopause for the shortest amount of time possible.
How does that affect the rest of their lives? I don't mean in terms of years.
Well,
but the
it's
other
like threading a needle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to thread. That's why it has to be done very carefully.
A lot of women, when they go through menopause, lose interest in sex. Do they have? Does it come back again after menopause, or once it's gone, it seems to be kaput?
That is so variable. And there are hormonal things with testosterone. You need a good gynecologist here who understands endocrinology of that area of the body. But there are things you can do to manipulate the hormones, but they have to be done very carefully, understanding the woman's individual cardiovascular risk, because these things can collide and you are threading a needle here. You're improving the quality of life by adjusting the hormones, but you don't want to unexpectedly too highly increase her risk for cardiovascular disease. So that, yeah, it can be done, but it takes a very experienced doctor working in that area.
Careful, careful, careful. In a moment, we're going to focus on what it is as you grow up that will increase your risk of having a heart attack. That's next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, now focusing on something else that will make you healthy. You hear Ken all the time talking about what you need for rest, 7 to 8 hours of really good sleep. And a lot of people are not getting good sleep because they have lousy beds, lousy mattresses, lousy sheets, lousy pillows. So let's get a great night's rest. Let's rely on MyPillow. MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can wash them. You can dry them. It doesn't make any difference how big the pillow is. Stuff it in your washing machine. Wash it and put it in the dryer. Dry it out. Or put it out back in the sunshine. Let it dry naturally. Just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Save up to 66% on some of the other things that are in the catalog, no matter what. Well, the body pillow is one of the things, save two-thirds on that. But you'll find with the DJV code that you have different percentages for different products. So, but you're sure going to save money. That's the bottom line. Enter the promo code DJV for whatever you want to buy. The neck pillow, the body pillow, regular pillows, extensive use of big, I like big pillows. Get your big MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and save up to 66%. Great deals with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net, use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curalin.net, use the promo code DJV, get started with $20 off.
If you're looking to get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Mind considering health issues that you may have, friends may have, people that you love. What do you need to know? Well, you'll find out lots of things from Dr. Ken, who, as I said, runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Great place to go if you want a really thorough checkup. I called Ken the other day. It was like 8:30 at night, and he was still seeing patients. I'll call you right back. He never did. But if that's because he's working late. And that's because he's dedicated. So if you want real dedication...
I didn't want to wake you up.
The antithesis... I know. I knew it was late when you got done. The antithesis of the health world today is found at Ken's office, Lake Cardiology. So if you'd like to have a checkup, especially if you have issues, cardiovascular issues, stroke issues, heart attack issues, anything like that, he's a spokesman for the American Heart Association. Just on the ball. 352-735-1400. There are examples of people being on the ball, but Ken has a pleasant way about him, which is pretty rare today in the medical community. 352-735-1400. I promised that we would talk as long as we were in the cardiological field. It's not the only thing we talk about with Ken, but because he's a specialist, he's got some details about what happens to those of us who have been around a lot of smoke as children with parents who smoke. Should I start getting worried now?
Well, I don't think so, but this is from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. When parents smoke, their kids face a higher risk of a common heart rhythm problem decades later. Adults who grow up with smokers are more likely to develop atrial fibrillation, Doug, versus those with non-smoking parents. Atrial fibrillation can lead to strokes and heart failure. The interesting thing about this study is that it's not clear whether it's the secondhand smoke that causes the atrial fibrillation, or we do know that children who grow up with parents who smoke, they themselves, the children, are more likely to smoke. So in this study, it wasn't clear whether it was a direct effect from the parents smoking or whether the kids just picked up their parents' habits and smoked more. But the conclusion is if you have parents who smoke, you as a child later in life, decades later, are much more likely to have atrial fibrillation, this chaotic rhythm, the top of the heart beating like a bag of worms. It is concerning because it can lead to a stroke and also sometimes to heart failure.
So I grew up around parents. My father didn't smoke that much. He did for a while, and then he stopped. My mother smoked until it killed her. And you can see, or you could, I can visualize right now, the windows on the car, for example, or the windows in the house covered with that blue haze that was the indicator of, we didn't know it then, but we certainly know it now, of what went on. And you've said that there are things like my allergic reaction to things that come about as a result of me having secondhand smoke. And I wonder about that. Now, I have not ever smoked, have no desire to. I've never done any drugs. I don't drink alcohol, all of that stuff. And I believe, maybe psychologically, it's a result of seeing what my mother did. Now, there's that. So it isn't, what you say is that generally, if you're around parents that smoke, you're going to pick up their habits, because we do that no matter what the habit. We pick up what's in our environment and tend to pursue that, right?
Exactly. And we know that people individually, if they smoke, have an increased risk of atrial fibrillation. So it's not clear whether it's the secondhand smoke or that they actually smoke. I wouldn't panic, Doug, due to your history, because not everyone who has a parent who smoke or two parents who smoke ends up getting atrial fibrillation.
No, my father had atrial fibrillation, but he had it long before. He had it in his 50s. I think I've said
Did his parents smoke?
I don't know. He didn't know his father. He was an orphan, so I don't know what his father or mother did. But I guess in my case, I haven't had, usually atrial fibrillation shows up when you're in your 50s. I've had little bouts with that sort of thing, and I take magnesium and it goes away. So, listen, I wonder how that might have affected my father. 28 after on Good Day Health.
The new CBD infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, Roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House releasing a rough transcript of a telephone call that's come under scrutiny between President Trump and the President of Ukraine in July. Last night, Vice President Mike Pence was talking about the release of that transcript.
Our leader has to have the ability to have candid conversation with leaders around the world. But at the end of the day, this was a moment for transparency. This was a moment to give the American people the facts.
Pence speaking there on Lou Dobbs Tonight. Meanwhile, after President President Trump asked the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden and his son, the former VP said the newly released summary of that call proves that President Trump committed an impeachable offense. Meanwhile, the whistleblower complaint that phone call sparked is likely to be released to the public later today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Your word to the wise is sufficient. Perhaps takes hold here with Good Day Health. Our focus on your health, immunity, things that are important. A discussion of omegas coming up in a few moments. First, though, back to the studies that Ken is so well known for following. Exercise. And what happens if you don't get it, Ken?
Well, this comes out of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes this week. With exercise, yes, it's use it or lose it is definitely true when it comes to fitness. After just 2 weeks, this is the news, after just 2 weeks of sedentary behavior, Doug, formerly fit people have a decline in heart and lung health, increased waist circumference, greater body fat and liver fat, and higher levels of insulin resistance and triglycerides. But the good news, 14 days after resuming activity, these measures all bounce back.
Mm-hmm. And have you found that to be the case in your life and the people that come into your clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Florida? The people who don't exercise, you can tell immediately when you look at them, and then people who are exercising, I guess it depends a lot, doesn't it, on what kind of exercise you're doing, how often you do it. Is that, or is just any exercise? Help yourself to walking, running, lifting weights, doing cardio. What defines exercise?
Well, in this study, it was just walking enough steps each day. But you asked me several things there. The key question you asked me was, I think, was, did I expect this? And I have to tell you, I was a little surprised in this study how much you can do in just 2 weeks. The amount, the extent uh-huh. of change that only 2 weeks of not exercising can have on the body. That surprised me a bit. But it is what it is, and you just have to make sure that if you do have a time when you can't exercise, just get back there. The good news is you will get it back, but you'll lose it quickly.
That's the old expression, use it or lose it. Now, let's get to a discussion that frustrated me this week about omega-6s. There's a new study published in the journal Circulation that suggests that omega-6s could be just as essential as omega-3s in reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease and also reducing the risk of stroke. In The Lancet, data from 20 studies in 10 countries involving 40,000 participants, they underwent laboratory tests for levels of two omega-6 markers, linoleic acid, and arachnid or something like that. I don't know how to, you probably know how to pronounce it. So what I bring this up for a couple of reasons. One, because we're always talking about evidence-based, religion, isn't that funny? Evidence-based science and medicine versus that which isn't. But yet, every time you turn around, and this is not to disqualify all the work that you and others do, but science has always said, I can remember you and I talking about this, In the last couple of years, or at least two or three years ago, how bad sixes and nines were. You stay away from them and focus on omega-3s. And now this seems to indicate that information, as it refers at least to omega-6s, is not right. So here we go again. What do we believe?
Well, I have to tell you, I haven't reviewed the study, and I have to review it. And
But in general, I guess, omega... The difference between omega-3s, at first we used to talk about just omega fats.
You know, I think this is an area that, you know, I can just tell you what's been general consensus okay. is that until we know more, you want to limit saturated fat intake to 5 to 6% of total daily calories. And
but who measures? Who's doing that? Who knows what 5 to 6% of the daily? Who even knows what their caloric intake?
Go talk to your friendly dietitian.
You know what I'm talking about. Who's got a dietitian? You know, they don't. The average person doesn't have any of these people in their lives.
Well, but if you go to the doctor and your cholesterol's up and your weight's up, you know, we aren't going to refer you to a dietitian. The fact that you don't need one is a good thing.
Thank you. But, you know, those are the, we used to have the same guy would tell you the same information. We have experts for everything now. If you went to the GP, he'd take your blood pressure and look at the results of your blood test and say, okay, this is this, and this. What you got to do?
But omega-6 fatty acids, Doug, these are polyunsaturated fats that are found in vegetable oils, nuts, and seeds.
Yep.
And if you eat them in moderation, in place of saturated fats that are found in meats and dairy products that are high in fat, I mean, I like the low-fat dairy products, the omega-6 fatty acids can be good for your heart.
Well,
so I don't know if this is really big news.
You don't. Well, again, people, whether we seem to be eating a lot of stuff that's cooked in these, I'd be exposed to them way.
But nuts and seeds are good.
Yeah, they are.
And that's omega-6.
Yep. If somebody is over the age of 50, Should they start running if they've never run in their lives before is a question.
Well, if they, any exercise program, a middle-aged person who's starting up a new exercise program, and I'm not trying to generate work for myself and my colleagues, but you really should get the motor checked before you start a new exercise program. And there's no reason why you can't run once you get checked out or do any exercise any time in life. But the key is, if you haven't been exercising and you're in midlife, you really want to get checked out. You don't want to run a motor without oil getting there, and you want to make sure it's the circulation's flowing nicely before you get into high gear.
I'm looking at this morning's New York Times, and it focuses on ice baths and whether you should take one or not after you work out with weights. There are a lot of people who are doing this cold water immersion, especially athletes, and I'm wondering whether that isn't too much of a shock to your body. You know, how what happens when you have had too many drugs or you're drunk or something, the way you get sobered up is you get tossed into an ice bath.
And right, you know, right, the whole idea behind this is that it's used to recover faster and reduce muscle pain and soreness after intense training sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big advocate of this. I think it is a little shocking, and, you know, I would do this very cautiously. I wouldn't recommend it, but, you know, if you're working with a trainer and your trainer is supervising this and thinks you're a good candidate for it, but I would not do this on your own.
All right. Who's going to lug the ice buckets up to the bathtub? Probably is the question. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the podcast GoodDayHealthShow.com features in the latest episode at GoodDayHealthShow.com a discussion with Ken and me of the story with Alex Trebek back on chemo for pancreatic cancer, a discussion we have about the latest developments in treating pancreatic cancer. 57,000, I think we said last week, diagnosed with it this year alone. Also in the podcast, the focus on Boston hospitals that are having success treating pancreatic cancer with an ingredient in cannabis. That's something we've been talking about off and on here. We don't have a pot stop this morning, though. We usually have a pot shocker for us to talk about, but I didn't see any of that information today. Can you?
Well, you don't want me to get on my soapbox, do you?
Of course. I'm always happy that you are. You're a doctor. People pay attention to you one way or another. It's interesting, just as an aside, because Ken knows that on my farm we're going to be growing some cannabis. But, you know, it's really interesting how much of a change there is in focus to hemp and what hemp does and how hemp, the CBD oils, all of that stuff.
Explain the difference between the two.
Well, THC is something that is it's regulated heavily by the government because the main ingredient, it's a drug that's in cannabis. CBD is the term that refers to the oils that come out of hemp. So cannabis has things that are not necessarily always good for you to ingest, although the research is showing that it is medicinally. That's why they have medical pot shops. It medicinally does help people in certain and broadening in ways. But hemp is just plain good. Hemp is good for everything. And it isn't just the oil. There are two different types of hemp plants. One of them, you derive the oil. The other one deriving is like 8-10 feet tall. And it's used for food. It's used for clothing. It's used for rope. It has all sorts of practical uses. And it's becoming very, very much a focus of the medical community because it does a lot of the things that drugs used to do. And the drug companies don't like that, Ken. That's frankly part of what's going on with that. So anyway, back to the podcast that's up right now. Rod Stewart, we talk about him battling prostate cancer. He's been doing it for 2 years and he's very supportive of regular prostate exams. And that's where finger up the bum, no harm done came from. I got a lot of comments on that from listeners. What did you say? Finger up the bum, no harm done. That's a good sort of a phrase to remember, man, when you're thinking about getting your prostate checked out. A new study also shows that teenage girls who stay up at night are likely to develop weight problems. And also on the podcast, did you know all medication should only be taken with water And you can learn the reason why, as Ken and I discuss that and other things that are important to your health and the people in your family and your friends. So help yourself to the information that's there. Maintain your good health by listening to all of our tips and the practices at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
This is sponsored by Abbott. Each year, more than 48 million Americans undergo a surgery. What many don't realize is that preparing for surgery is like training for a marathon. It's important to make sure your body has the strength and energy it needs to help you get back on your feet. Dr. Paul Wischmeyer, professor of anesthesiology and surgery at Duke University, has seen firsthand how nutrition can have a beneficial impact on people's recovery.
A common misconception is people should avoid eating in the days and hours before surgery. The scientific evidence and guidelines, like those from the American Society for Enhanced Recovery, now recommend specific nutrition drinks in the weeks prior, the day of, and weeks after surgery to improve patient outcomes.
Abbott's Ensure Surgical Bundle can help you regain your strength after a procedure. It includes specially designed nutrition drinks to support immune health and help your body prepare for and recover from surgery so you can get back to living your life. Learn more at Ensure.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Here's the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal, 800-208-1797. All right, Dr. Ken, the question comes on one's immune system. I saw something this week that I've been telling everybody everywhere about how the proper exposure, and this study was something that I found actually on Facebook that had to do with farm dirt and how it does your body good, and that people who grew up on the farm have immune systems that are second to none. Respiratory immunity stronger, gut health stronger. Generations that were raised outside, where kids were running around on the farm, getting dirty, all of the positive things that have come from that, that we seem to be forgetting, or we're losing it because we're losing the farm reality in our country. People just don't know anything about agriculture. They don't know about life on the farm, and they're so concerned about their children getting dirty. My God. That's how we stayed healthy. I know that's the reason I'm healthy, 100%. So, but, you know, how do you counter that? You just encourage people to go let their children or their grandchildren play in the dirt and be dirty, understand what that does to the bacteria quotient in your life? Yes or no?
Exactly. We have to let kids get a little dirt under their fingernails because apparently the microbes and bacteria in dirt can help boost your immune system. The dirt on farms seems to be the most effective.
Yeah. So, let's hear it for dirt on the farm.
The farm effect.
Yeah, but it is important. It really is to get dirty. Your kids need to get dirty. I remember I brought Miles back from an incident where he was digging around and his father's horrified. I said, come on. I mean, I don't want to get into an argument with him, but immunity comes from being exposed to dirty stuff, builds up a little at a time. Mike, try it. 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Daily, weekly, regularly, the focus of you, or I think your, our focus is your health, is your focus, your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of the people that we have on the program that actually helps us to focus on our own health and well-being. And certainly, as we get into the fall season, people are already thinking about the flu and the flu season 2019. What to expect? Do we get a shot? Do we not get a shot? What happens if we don't get vaccinated? It sounds like a broken record every year, Ken. You and I go back and forth on reasons to get vaccinated. You are certainly somebody who educates yourself and then us as to the benefits of the shots and what happens if you don't get them. Let's talk about the reasons to get them, what this season looks like, because every season looks different bugs, and that's one of the reasons people criticize getting a shot or taking a shot, because they think that the flu vaccine is outmoded. It's last year's flu vaccine. What good is it going to do us this year? So what do you say?
Well, the CDC is getting all worked up about this early this year, because last year was a unique year. There were actually two spikes to last year's flu season. Very unusual. And the flu is, as you're suggesting, incredibly unpredictable. No one knows yet how severe this flu season will be, so now is the time to get vaccinated. You need to get vaccinated each year, not only because the vaccine has changed, but because your immunity wears off. One day there's going to be a single vaccine that'll last your life, but it's not here yet. So everyone aged 6 months and older should get a flu shot, unless you're that rare person who's actually allergic to it. Flu vaccines can reduce your risk of hospitalization, you ready, by 40%. And for healthy kids, it can reduce their chance of dying by 65%. It's particularly important for people who have chronic heart or breathing conditions to get vaccinated. And pregnant women should also get their shot to protect themselves and their baby.
All right. So that's the reason to get a flu shot. What's the reason that someone might come up with that does have some sort of efficacy not to have a flu shot?
I can't think of any unless they're really significantly allergic.
Mm-hmm. And how does one know if he or she is allergic to flu shots until you've had one?
Well, it's extremely rare. We used to even suggest people who are allergic to eggs not to get the flu shot, but that recommendation is now old-fashioned and we no
Why?
Longer
because
use
they put
it.
Egg, don't they put egg yolk or
well,
something in the shots?
Well, there was a concern of a cross allergy, but that's not a concern. We don't even, that's Dr. Rip Van Winkle. We don't do that anymore. And it's extremely rare that somebody's allergic. And if you've had a flu shot and you needed a shot of epinephrine, you know you were allergic. But those people are super, super rare.
So you practice down.
I get a flu shot every year.
Well, I want to know if you give them to your patient. You have a cardiological unit there. You, in your clinic, are basically a heart specialist. But if people come in and they've got something that shows maybe the inklings of a flu or cold or something, do you give them a shot?
Well, I give them just to my employees. And the reason why, as a courtesy, because the internists in my town like to do this, and they prefer if the cardiologists don't do it.
Ah, all right. So,
as a courtesy to the internists, I let them provide this service. But again, for my own staff, yes, I give them.
Yeah. So people go to Walgreens, to CVS, to all the big and small pharmacies to get these shots. Is that the best place? Is the best flu material, whatever it is?
I think it's an acceptable place to go, and I think you should talk to your primary care physician about what the plan is this year, and the primary care physician that you have selected will tell you how to obtain it.
All right. So there you go. Advice for the flu season about to begin. Here's some advice for those of you who have too much blood sugar. The problem here is, or one of the things to realize, that one out of every three people in our country is type 2 diabetic or is pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody that you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, then you need to check out Curalin at curalin.net, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Now, this is something that is not only plausible, but possible, because Curalin has so many benefits. Clinically tested ingredients that all show, they're all natural too, by the way, they promote the healthy glycemic response that you need, healthy blood sugar levels that we all have to have, managing cravings for sugars and other carbs. That's all part of the benefit here. Go to Curalin.net, use the coupon code DJ.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.